Attorney General Craig Richards says the Violence Against Women Act clearly supersedes Alaska's conflicting law requiring registration of tribal court and so-called foreign protection orders. The opinion basically affirms VAWA's provision that tribal court and out-of-state protective orders need not be registered with the state in order to be enforced, a provision with which the Parnell administration refused to comply.
Well, I'm very excited to see this. I think it's a step in the right direction in rural tribal justice.
That's President of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska, Richard Peterson.
It's going to really, I think, have great impact and effect on our tribal court system.
Peterson says Tlingit and Haida is looking forward to more positive action from the Walker administration on tribal issues such as land into trust and transboundary mining. Nick Gaska, Associate Counsel for the Tanana Chiefs Conference based in Fairbanks, also says that the opinion is an indication of the thawing relationship between the state and Alaska tribes.
This, again, no doubt reflects his position that with applicable law, instead of fighting tribes at every case, despite the fact that, you know, law says otherwise, at least in this VAWA case, that he's moving forward to correct the department's previous positions and reconcile relationships with tribes.
The provision in VAWA requiring states to honor protective orders issued by other states and tribes was included when the act was first passed in 1994. When Congress reauthorized the act in 2013, a disagreement between the state and the Department of Justice regarding the validity of unregistered protective orders intensified. In a December 2013 letter to Indian Law and Order Commission Chairman Troy Ide, then Attorney General Michael Garrity said that while tribal court protective orders must be registered with the state to be enforceable, Alaska state troopers could, without the formality of state court registration, choose to enforce the order if confronted with an emergency or tense situation. After a June 2014 meeting with Tony West, then an associate attorney general with the Department of Justice, Garrity sent a follow-up letter listing things the federal government could do to help address public safety issues affecting Alaska Natives and Native youth. The letter requested more funding for tribal courts, prevention efforts, and support for village public safety officers, among other things. About a month later, West responded to Garrity's letter and acknowledged his suggestions, but focused on how Alaska's law requiring registration of tribal protective orders was directly in contradiction to federal law. West offered to discuss with Garrity ways to bring Alaska into compliance with federal law and offered training on the provisions of VAWA. Jacqueline Schaefer, an assistant attorney general with the state of Alaska, says one of the nice things about the opinion is that it doesn't address the sticky issue of tribal jurisdiction. The opinion also makes clear that officers can enforce orders that are clearly intended to be protective orders, even if they are not explicitly labeled as such.
It's really just saying that, you know, as long as the order is clear that, you know, the issuing court says that they had jurisdiction and that they provided due process and that the order meets the requirements of VAWA, then the officer will enforce that order on the ground. Doesn't matter if the order has been registered or not.
Schaefer says there is no set protocol for a situation in which a victim claims to have a tribal protection order but doesn't have a copy of it and hasn't registered it with the state. She says she could imagine the officer simply contacting the tribal court, in that case, to ensure that the order exists.
And so that would be an easy resolution, but it would be most protective of the victim to, you know, have the order registered with the state court. And it's a fairly simple process. You just fax the order to the state court.
The opinion also says that orders must meet the requirements of VAWA in order to be valid. One condition is that the person that the order is issued against must be provided due process. The opinion also points out, however, that the U.S. Supreme Court has indicated a tribal court's obligation to provide due process does not mean that tribal courts must use the same procedures as state or federal courts. What constitutes due process could be a point of contention for someone who wants to challenge a protective order issued against them by a tribal court. But Schaefer says this is also an area of the law that is yet to be determined. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.